Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Tuesday, February 28th, 2023. It's March Eve. 36 degrees, which is just over 2 degrees Celsius. 93% humidity. Hello, Portland. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Streetcars are running again. The world returns to some semblance of normalcy. Although I've given up on Big Hair Dude. Big Hair Dude just has not been on the train. So that's one touch point that has drifted away. The vagaries of circumstance have shifted the tide of familiarity just a little bit, just a nudge. A reminder that things keep changing. And then there's the crows. Some things don't change. Although there is an ebb and flow to them as well. They weren't around during the snow. I didn't see them. They're definitely back now. And if the cycle is to be believed, that article that I read about the crow roosting in the city, is that over the next couple of months, they'll stop doing this. Like around March, the roosting habits shift. But for now, the Corvid Congress is in session. So I finally got around to watching Bandersnatch last night. It came out years ago. It came out when I was still living in Spring Hill. So at least 5 years ago. But it's a Black Mirror episode. And I won't spoiler anything, but first time I've encountered a choose your own adventure type of streaming media event, because you keep your remote in hand and at some point in the story there's a choice. And it's not like five choices. You get two choices, A or B. But the story then proceeds based on the choice that you made. Which was very interesting. Because the guy in the story is creating a choose-your-own-adventure sort of computer game. Takes place in the 80s. And I have a lot of respect for the storyteller. They really leaned into all of the ramifications of that thing. Like, okay, one small spoilery bit. At one point, the protagonist begins to believe he's being controlled by outside forces. That impulses come to him and he must act on them. And he rails at him. Who are you? What are you? And you have the option to tell him Netflix. And there's this whole narrative branch where he goes, what is Netflix? What the hell? So it's very meta in that regard. But, and then you can go back, the, you know how like in streaming media, you can go back to certain scenes. The navigation for this particular media was all of the different choices that you made. You can go back and make a different choice and see what the outcome is. Which is interesting, but, you know, and it's Black Mirror, so of course it's strange and disturbing and so on, but it's a very different narrative experience. Powell's. There's no end. You basically just give up at some point. I mean, there is an end to the story. There's multiple endings to the story, but you don't get that. You don't get that satisfying, this is the ending that the storyteller intended. Plus, there's a fatigue factor of going back and working through, you know, almost grinding through your various choices. So, it was definitely interesting. I don't see it becoming a media sensation, or I don't see a lot of people jumping on the choose your own narrative video bandwagon. Although, as technology continues to advance, who knows? But it was intriguing to look at it from a storyteller's perspective and say, how would I tell this story? How would I frame this? And what choices would I offer? And yeah. Because depending on the branches, the story takes a very different turn. So, yeah, without going into spoilery details, I'll just leave it at that. It was intriguing. I if you haven't seen it and you're into the Black Mirror narratives, I recommend it. So. I find, so I've, you know, Spotify, I listen to Spotify for my music, and I've got this one massive playlist that I've been adding to for years now. It's got like 10 hours of music in it now, all over the music genre map, of course, but one of the things that Spotify does is it creates a daily mix, and it picks songs that you listen to a lot or songs that you favorited and builds a playlist based on that type of music. And I found one of the mixes I really enjoy, and you can actually build a radio station off of the mix, so it takes all of those songs from the mix and then continues to extrapolate. It's not just a static thing, so it's almost like having a radio station, because you're not really sure what's going to come up, if you've even heard of what's the next song is. Anyway, I've really enjoyed this one mix, and I'm intrigued by how. Good grief, guys. And girls, corvids, sorry. How a song how to describe this, how a song embodies an emotional state. You know, song about love, song about rock and roll, song about this and that. And if you embrace the song, if you learn the song, you like the song, you lean into the song, then that emotional state settles in on you. Your values, your perceptions, your attitude, all of this stuff sort of shifts subtly based on that song. And that process of transformation while you're listening to music is fascinating to me. Because, and music is the double threat. It's got the lyric, the poetic lyric of words and the emotional charge that those can have, plus you've got the music. So you've got the driving beat or the slow blues riff or the shredding guitar or whatever. And if those rhythms and those beats and that music combines with the right combination of words, it's like this emotional alchemy that transforms who you are. I mean, not completely, it's not like Jekyll and Hyde necessarily, but it realigns your attitudes temporarily, and of course a tweak here changes your path forward. Even if you eventually drift back to your normal state, there's a change there, and the steps forward from that are different than if you hadn't listened to the music. Because I've noticed that with certain songs, I start feeling a certain way about people, about life, about whatever. And the fact that it's music, it sort of celebrates it, it elevates it. So it's like you're participating in something bigger than you, you know? And I don't know, it's just, it's an intriguing I don't know, self-crucibilization? That's a word, crucibilization. You can affect how you feel by the music you listen to. I know, big shock. Oh my God, really, Dave? That's stunning. That's a revelation. But that process fascinates me. I'm intrigued by that. I'm intrigued by how we game ourselves and how we passively or actively perform alchemy on our moods and our choices and our life. And I'm also blathering, and I'm deep, deep into Jameson Square. So I need to wrap this up, but yeah. So that's Tuesday. That's either A, Taco Tuesday, woohoo, or the day with no nickname, which is fine too. That means you can make your own nickname. Tuesdays, I don't know. You decide. But Rock and Roll Tuesday. Yeah, I like that. Anyway, I hope you have a fabulous Tuesday. I hope your music is rockin' or chill or whatever you need it to be. And, yeah. But however it goes down, Got to remember the words of Zigzag Claiborne. Despite everything you all must create, add to the stories of the world. It's kind of our job, right? Now I'll tell you, you've got to love, feel, well, you don't have to. Certainly a choice, it's always a choice. But if you love fearlessly, if you love without fear, if you lean into that, the world changes. It's a whole different thing. Yeah. I will do my best to follow that advice. And I will talk to you soon.